You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We're going to start today with an interesting question that one of our listeners asked us through our Hey Area reporting project.
Hello?
Hey, Consuelo?
Yeah.
This is Liza, the reporter from KALW.
Our housing reporter, Liza Veal, caught up with her last week. Her name's Consuelo Faust.
What I want to know is it fact or urban legend that other cities or even states send their homeless people to San Francisco?
Now, Consuelo can't pinpoint when she first heard this rumor. She says it just comes up at dinner with friends, for example.
There is this notion that it's kind of like a retribution to San Francisco for being, you know, Sin City.
What do you mean, Sin City?
Oh, you know, that we have a lot of gay people, that we have all of the great causes that we support as a city and that are resented by, you know, a lot of the country.
Okay, so I have Liza here with me. She dug into it. Liza, is it an urban legend?
Well, this is kind of a yes and no answer. Mm-hmm. It's a myth that the rest of the country is busing people who are homeless to San Francisco as some sort of punishment for having progressive politics. But it is true that busing programs exist. Many cities all over the country will buy you a bus ticket if you're homeless and you have somewhere to stay in another city.
So are a lot of homeless people coming to San Francisco this way?
So over the last 12 years, about 150 people have taken free bus tickets to come here. But over that same time, San Francisco has bused out over 10,000 people.
Okay, so did you tell Consuelo?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to me. I mean, I'm kind of relieved to hear it.
Those numbers are from a big piece that The Guardian recently published based on several years of research and reporting on these busing programs. I spoke with one of the lead authors of the study, Alistair G, to talk about why this kind of research was needed and what they found.
Well, so cities do these programs because they say they are an exit from homelessness. And in fact, in the case of San Francisco, for instance, in its annual tally of the number of people who have quote unquote exited from homelessness, it actually includes those people who've been given bus tickets. And those people in recent years account for about half of those people that it says have quote exited homelessness. And so if cities like San Francisco are saying giving a bus ticket is the equivalent of giving someone an apartment, on what basis are they saying that? What are the results of these programs? And so we looked into it and we found that very few cities do any kind of long-term follow-up to find out if these programs, which they sell as a solution to homelessness, are actually solving homelessness. And so that was one of our goals, was to really answer this question that the cities say they had answered, but actually they haven't answered.
So you found that San Francisco, along with New York, has one of the biggest programs in the country. How did it get started here, specifically in San Francisco?
So San Francisco's program came about in the early 2000s, and this history was related to me by a police commander who back then was involved in creating the program. And he told me that certainly there were humanitarian impulses involved in it. They wanted to help people. He also said there was a cost motivation. Obviously, giving someone a bus ticket is a lot cheaper than providing them housing. And so back in 2005, in February, I believe it was, the first person took their ticket, and the program has gone on since then.
Can you walk me through the process? How are tickets given out?
So most cities tend to do it the same way. Someone will come into their office and request a ticket, and the city will ask for a contact at their destination. Someone that the city can call up and say, are you sure you're able to host this person? Will they have a stable place to stay? And so on. And if that person agrees, then in some cases on the very same day, a few hours later, that person could be on a Greyhound bus to that other city.
So you and the other reporters made hundreds of calls. You put reporters in seven different cities to hang around outside of the office where they give out tickets, to hang around encampments. And you say you were able to piece together the journeys of 35 individuals. So what were the outcomes? What did you find were the outcomes of those journeys?
We found out that while on the basis of that kind of evidence, it's hard to give a definitive answer because, you know, it's a limited data set. We found that there were certainly many cases where people were either homeless in the city they went to, they ended up homeless back in the city that they had come from. There were other kinds of outcomes. Sometimes the people who had said they would receive the homeless person at the other end. Sometimes that person would say, when we called them, oh, I have no idea where that person is now. Yes, they stayed with me for like a couple of weeks or a couple of months, but now they've disappeared. Essentially, I would say that the results were a lot more mixed than the cities are making out.
So is there any pushback from the public or from advocates maybe?
When speaking to advocates, what we find is that generally everyone will say, it's great to give a homeless person access to a resource if they can't afford it themselves. If they can't buy a bus ticket themselves, it's a good thing. And if they want one, to be able to buy it for them. And it's also good to help people if they want to go back to somewhere else where they came from. Maybe it's good to help them do that. However, what they have a problem with is when cities firstly say sending someone home in and of itself is a solution. The idea that going home, going back to relatives is curative, because in many cases, homeless people are homeless because of problems at home, because of issues where they came from. And simply going back there is not a solution per se. And I think advocates that I've spoken to also have issues where cities sometimes don't do enough research into where they're sending the persons. In the case of San Francisco, for instance, there was a guy named Quinn who took a bus from San Francisco, and I met him in August of last year, and I chatted with him at the San Francisco Greyhound station, and he was going back to his hometown of Indianapolis. He'd been exhausted by his time on the streets in San Francisco. He looked weather-beaten and physically tired, and he was hoping to go back and stay with a friend and restart his life and maybe get it on a stabler footing. He'd been homeless off and on in the West for about 3 years. And so I saw him off with his ticket at the Greyhound station. I spoke to him on the phone a week or two later. He said things weren't working out so well. It was really hard to start again. And then I called him a couple of weeks after that, and he said, oh, I'm on a Greyhound bus back to San Francisco. And I was like, what happened? And he said, well, it didn't work out in Indianapolis. The person that San Francisco had sent me to stay with himself ended up going into rehab. And so I lost my place to stay, and I was again homeless in Indianapolis. And so now he is living back on the streets in San Francisco in the Tenderloin, more or less exactly in the same place that he was sleeping before he left. And yet, presumably, in the city of San Francisco's records, he is now marked as having, quote-unquote, exited homelessness.
So better research about where they're going, and then also maybe not kind of exploiting the situation to get credit for solving more homelessness than you actually have as a city. Those are kind of the critiques that you hear. I'm curious about your experience of reporting on homelessness in the Bay Area and the West, if it's kind of given you the sense that it's frustrating how simple these things should be to solve and yet they're not getting solved, or if it's given you a new appreciation for how complicated and challenging these problems are to solve?
I think it seems like a really complicated question, but at the end of the day, for me, it boils down to this simple financial equation: how much money is being put into this issue? And at the end of the day, ever since massive cuts in the early 1980s and the Reagan years, the federal government has lagged in its investment in affordable housing, in rental assistance. The government actually spends twice as much on a tax break for the richest American homeowners as it does on rental assistance for the poorest Americans. And so that really gives you a sense of the government's priorities. And I simply think that the enduring homelessness epidemic in America is a reflection of those priorities, which I think I and many people would say are misplaced.